This is Rasul and Nobody, and you're listening to WCRS 102.1 and 98.3. Yeah, we're back from our break, and you're listening to the Cap City Countdown. Coming in at number 8, make some noise for Raw Street Poet with God of Man.
Cold-blooded and cunning, dominated, associated, no trouble debating. I came with your truth, hard-necked, raw, exalted, pure, in the knowledge sure to withstand all in this earthly realm. At the peak of my eminence, like a star, I twinkle. Self-explanatory, I command praise poetically, flowing for your pleasure. I wrap words around sound, coherent and scramble. A beacon of light, just a minute of exposure, and you die on sight, outright. Understand? The mind of God and man. To the masses, registered worldwide. From this you can't hide. Bathed in the light, gold in my bloodline. The poet shine in unenlightened times. This brainchild was born with such ability. Raw street poet of peace and hostility. Rhymes classified with no apparent reason. A fruit of Islam's always in season. Call me priest after the order of the Most High. Peace be upon you here, this and die. To light, to light. Death's the secret, words follow no law, and I have no equal. You like what I write, so this is not in vain. Wisdom to the wise, knowledge some despise. My people who teach or preach, the media vilified. Legally lynched, time after time. The mind of God and man.
In 86, I was given with some holy mathematical reasoning. We have broken down the knowledge of the circle and the square 360 degrees. So I was just on another level.
In the night, rock rhymes and don't smile. Just enough science to rank your style. One poet chosen, qualified by the masters. Stronger than the force of all natural disasters. Unforeseen, more profound. Well used wisdom, make my world go round. Involving the brain, an intellectual insight and an aching pain. I have the power of a sound mental condition. I wrote this poem to affirm my position. So see the light, and God will give you the power. Take nothing for granted, not even 1 hour. Smooth and revised it for rap publication. I'm black enough for blacks, Caucasians, and Asians. Made of steel worth more than gold. Unlimited soul, now you've been told. The majesty, the mind of God and man. No entity on earth could ever understand. Slain from the world to fulfill the book. A child was born not to be mistook. Wise men and kings took off their crown. At the feet of the child is where they laid them down. Behold, worthy was he in the cycle of history. The child was a god without spook or mystery. Supreme being, unmoved authority. Time after time is wanted by the majority. My rhyme is at hand. The mind of God and man. I want to send this out to a strong brother. Man, we in this.
Alright, you guys heard the track from Raw Street Poet. Now I got him on the line. How you doing, bro?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm loving life. All right, tell me more about the track. I know it was recorded in 1986, but give me some more insight on what's going on with it.
Well, pretty much, you know, the track, The Mind of God and Man, talks about a level of thought, a level of vibration, and then it just depends on what level your tongue is vibrating on. Vibration out in the world, or if you're going to send out a vibration as a negative, Back in 86, I was dealing with some holy mathematical reasoning. We had broken down the knowledge of the circle and the square, 360 degrees. So I was just on another level in the mid to late 80s. And it wasn't the type of vibration that was being accepted in the music industry back then. But now with the advent of the internet and social media, I just decided, you know, it might be the right time for the message as well as the music. The mind of God and man in particularly, but God and man was so relevant then, and it's still just as relevant now because of the lyrical content and the message that's in it. I wanted to release that, and now is the perfect time for that because people are becoming more conscious and they're getting away from what was designed to mislead them. A lot of entertainment now is based on mind control, pretty much. They want to influence you on how to dress, how to act, what to think, what to wear. And, you know, so people are getting back to a more conscious level of music, more a level of entertainment where you're truly being entertained as opposed to music that's programming you towards violence or fashion or whatever else.
So you got any other musical projects you got coming behind this? Is there going to be an album or what's going on? You don't only dabble in the music. What else do you got going on your plate?
Okay, well, the plate is full. We're doing a lot of things. I start off with the books, Triple OG Publishing. We've got For the Love of Honey right now. It's available for download at Amazon.com. For the Love of Honey is a precautionary tale. It's urban fiction. We like to call it sucker punch fiction because the message and the people, they hit you right in the face. It's the type of book that you'll read, and as soon as you start reading it, the vivid descriptions of the lifestyle and the people start to run like a film in your brain. And it's one of those stories that if you want to visit and see what's going on in the inner cities physically in real time, don't do it. You can sit back and you can meet the people and see the places and look into the lives of the people who live like that from the safety of your home by reading this book. So if you came from there, this will remind you why you never want to go back there. If you're thinking about going there, For the Love of Honey will definitely, definitely inspire. And if you just want to visit there from the safety of your house, well then For the Love of Honey is a perfect book for you to look into the lives of some really desperate people who are surviving in a really desperate time through desperate situations and willing to do everything including die or kill to accomplish that goal. So that's For the Love of Honey.
Okay. Where can you find that book?
www.amazon.com For the Love of Honey for download Kindle. And it's in the hood, but we're selling that out of the trunk in the hood.
So when you gonna be up in Ohio? We know you're down in Virginia. So when you gonna come to Ohio so we can get out the trunk?
Well, we about to pop the trunk in Ohio real soon with the release of God and Man as a single as well as the book. For the Love of Honey, we're gonna be in Ohio real soon, so just give us a minute. We'll be rolling through your hood and we'll let you know where it's at. Triple OG Publishing, all right, for the Love of Honey. The Mind of God and Man is Triple OG Music, so look for that. Then we have children's books because you can't put seriously negative energy out into the universe without fixing it. Now, For the Love of Honey, it has a lot of negative energy in it. But the punishment is built into the crime, so For the Love of Honey is not glorifying the crime, the violence, the drugs. What it is a vivid description of the lifestyle and the mentality of the people who live it. But you can't put that type of energy out into the universe without trying to balance it. So on the other end, we have children's books. And on the children's book level, we have a book called What I Don't Want to Be. And What I Don't Want to Be pretty much talks to the old adage, what would you like to be when you grow up? And the children want to be a doctor, a lawyer, Indian chief. But then it turns the question around on the children. Tell me what it is you don't want to be when you grow up. So if you don't want to be a bum, if you don't want to be broke, if you don't want to be a criminal or drug addict, what are you going to do to keep yourself focused and on the right path in order to obtain your goals? Because you can be anything you want to be in life and be successful as long as you're not that thing that you don't want to be. And we also have a program that we're running in the Richmond school systems right now
called the Who's Responsible program. And Who's Responsible deals with who's responsible for the thoughts on your mind, who's responsible for you taking advantage of education and opportunities that are offered to you, who's responsible deals with children using discipline and self-respect to create an environment of peace and harmony with other children. Just by using self-control and discipline, you can create an environment of respect between you and anybody you deal with. But it starts out with respecting yourself.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, you know what? We really thank you for your time. We got to keep this program moving and get to this next selection on the countdown. I know they're waiting for it. Hey, guys, that was Raw Street Poet. Where can we find you at, brother?
Hi, this is Raw the Street Poet. You can find me in a hood near you, popping the trunk, selling books, selling CDs. I'm going to be in the school systems running the Who's Responsible program, as well as reading the book, What I Don't Want to Be with the Children. You don't know where you'll see me. You don't know when you'll see me. But let me tell you something. When I'm in your hood, all right, you'll definitely know it's going to be TV, radio. This thing is about to blow up. Raw the Street Poet. Triple OG Publishing, Triple OG Music Group, you know what it is.
Thanks for your time, brother.
I see.
Yeah, yeah, that was Raw Street Poet. Next on the countdown, we got Pac-Man Sosa right here from the CO.
Yeah, yeah.
Turned down for what?